Hello everybody, I'm George Myland. Right. Hello everyone, I'm George Myland. Thank you for coming to my channel. So talking about the anniversary of the Norwegian Union Dissolution Referendum way back in 1985, of course I missed it, 13th of August, and that's when a vote was held to end that union between Sweden and Norway. So the Storting, as in the Norwegian Parliament, had passed a bill a couple of months earlier. Saying that they would hold this vote, remember, Refer Eundum asked them, all residents of Norway, men and women, permitted to vote. Remember, Sweden had allowed the votes for women about 20 years earlier. Norway soon followed suit. Norway had devolution within Norway. That's why Gladstone, when he went on a cruise on the Norwegian coast in the summer of 1885, he thought this is a solution for Ireland, you know, home rule within the United Kingdom. That's what converted me previously. Opposed it. So it was put to a vote, very high turnout, 85%, very similar to the North British one in 2014. Anyway, there were only sort of 435,000 registered voters at the time. And the vote was 99.9% yes. It's staggering. You might think there's some sort of ballot stuffing or personation or intimidation or casting out no votes. But so far as I know, there wasn't. I'm staggered that was just so overwhelming, because some people were partly of Swedish stock or even completely of Swedish stock, had friends, relatives in Sweden. There might be some sort of economic difficulties, and that was it. Anyway, King Oscar II of Sweden said he wouldn't sign this. He wouldn't allow this. Sweden, you know, raised its army, was going to use military force to prevent Norway breaking away. Said, no, we will not fight. We'll let them go. And there's horrible relations every single time. That was it. So Sweden backed down, and there it was. Then they had negotiations held in Karlstad, which allowed so Norway to become completely independent. So, you know, that year, 26th of October, King Oscar II of Sweden, he renounced all claim to Norway. Remember, he's King of Norway and King of Sweden. It was in personal union, but he didn't want to rule it. So the Norway, They cast around for a credit Denmark, Norway for centuries. And so here, after over 100 years separation from Denmark, or they chose a Danish prince, one of the younger sons of the king, Karl, who changed his name to Håkon, of a previous Norwegian king, became Håkon the VII. So for the first time in over 500 years, Norway had its own unique king, not sharing a monarch with somebody else. That Håkon, he learned the Norwegian language. He's married to a British princess, and he reigned on to the 1950s till his death. Obviously, gone into exile briefly in the Second World War. King even for the communists, as he once said. So that was it, sort of a bloodless independence, a model. And that's why, you know, so highly developed, so peaceful, Norway, Sweden, the Scandinavian model, the Swedish model, we used to sometimes call it, but their languages are related. The Norwegians have got whatever, Nynorsk, modern Norwegian, what is it, Bokmål, book language, and I can remember some old Norse. Well, that's something to remember. Right, thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan792@gmail.com. Toodaloo.